What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Good Friday morning. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? It's 20th day of September as we get ready to head into the, I guess what, last weekend of summer? Is that what you call it, Carl?
Yeah, fall starts
fall
Sunday.
Fall starts Sunday, that's right.
First full day, Dave will say, it's the first day of fall on Sunday, and then Monday he'll say, the first full day of fall. Because that's what Dave does.
You sound like you know Dave Murray pretty well.
I've known Dave Murray as long as you have.
Wow. Somebody just sent this to me, and I don't know why I had not seen this before, about a body that was discovered along I-44 down in Jasper County, Missouri yesterday. And they're now investigating what exactly happened to this individual. I'm going to try to get some more details on it and whether or not it was related to illegal immigration and crime. And when I get to more details on it here, we'll bring that to you here in just a couple of minutes. It was just sent to me just a few minutes ago. So I'll give you the more information as I get it in here. In the meantime, we have got J.J. Carafano coming up. I've been anxious to talk to him about the situation with Israel. Donald Trump making some interesting comments last night about the Jewish vote. And the left, as you can imagine, losing their collective minds. They can't believe he would dare to question the 50 or 60%. It's probably 60% of Jewish Americans who consistently vote for Democrats. Even though you look what their policies are against Israel, it's kind of a head scratcher. But that's that we continue to see that. And we're going to talk to Jim about that coming up and maybe what he might know, some inside information on these attacks with the pagers, with the two-way radios, and then the bombings that happened last night in southern Lebanon. So that's all coming up here in, I don't know, what about 10 minutes here? We'll get to him about 10, about 7:20. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to a man who's been arrested and charged for participating in January 6th activities in the Capitol. And he's been in jail since 2021. He's been in jail that long. He's one of the longest people to serve, to be in jail awaiting trial. And there are other people that have been fully acquitted of all of this. So we're going to get to Lang, to Edward Jacob Lang, in at about 7:35 this morning. Be sure and stay tuned for that. But right now, Carl Middleman, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
I wanted to know if you think it's time for Democrats to stop calling Trump a threat to democracy.
No, fact of the matter is that he is a threat to democracy.
Yep, it continues. We are T-minus 5 days since the latest assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And those are Democrat members of Congress who all still claim Donald Trump is the biggest threat to America.
If you're such an incompetent person that 92% of your staff doesn't want to work for you, maybe we shouldn't elect that person as president.
Yeah, that's a thought. J.D. Vance talking about the amount of turnover in the Kamala Harris administration staff over the past 3.5 years.
You know, I believe the importance for the country to recognize this progress, because if we don't, the progress we made will remain locked in the fear of negative mindset and dominate our economic outlook since the pandemic began.
Wow. Yeah. You need to stop being in such a fearful mindset, according to Joe Biden, the man who is still occupying the White House, at least physically.
At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Yeah, yeah. That was testimony yesterday by, of course, the head of the former head, I should say, of the Border Patrol. And he was on the scene down there and told by the Biden and Harris administrations, you will not tell the truth about what's going on here. We know what the increases are. We know what the numbers are. That was the goal all along, and you've got to keep your mouth shut about it. Go to cut 10, please.
San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Yeah, they needed the public to know that everything was fine. And you know what SIA stands for, in case you're wondering? It's probably the first thing that came to your mind. Special Interest Aliens. Suspected of posing national security concerns based on their country of origin or ties to terror groups. So even with this sharp increase, the Border Patrol was ordered to keep its mouth shut. And, I mean, what he said yesterday is that they used to average 10 to 15 of these a year. That rose to over 100 in 2022, well over that in 2023, more than that this year, and those are only the ones that we caught. Just to give you an idea, go to cut 11 for us, Carl, please.
I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Yeah, it's called spreading the problem around, right? They knew this is all on Kamala Harris, the border czar. It squarely on her small shoulders is where this lies. And I bring this up for a good reason, because I now want to read you the story of what happened yesterday down near Independence, Missouri, along Interstate 44, where they found the body of 63-year-old Jesse Gilmore of Oklahoma. He was discovered along I-44. They now revealed he's been murdered. The red Chevy Cobalt they were seeking to locate with damage to the right side was found not far away in Independence. The car was owned by the victim. And investigators have now arrested two men, brothers, who were in the United States illegally from Honduras. And it's not just that crime that they're interested in them for. One is Aiden Benitez, 26 years old. They believe he's the one that approached the victim. And then his brother got in the car, and they drove north and murdered the guy and dumped him out on I-44 at the 14-mile marker. So this is the direct result of the open border policies and how Americans are suffering. And you only get that times 10 if she gets elected in November. You got to remind your neighbors, anybody with small children, anybody that supports their safety in law enforcement, of what they've done. Every day we need to preach it between now and the election in November. All right, quick break. I want to talk to Jim Carafano. We got him coming up. I mean, whoever pulled off the pager explosions was brilliant. The Israelis haven't taken credit for it yet, but everybody assumes it was them. And then there were more explosions yesterday. We'll ask Jim for the...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Latest coming up.
Hundreds of members of the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, including fighters and medics, have been seriously injured when the pagers they used to communicate exploded.
Yes, this is very much breaking news. It's being described as the biggest security breach the group has been subjected to in nearly a year of the war with Israel. We have Mark White here in the studio to explain what on earth is happening. This sounds extremely unusual. Pagers just erupting, exploding.
Yeah, pagers erupting and exploding, and of course, now we know that they didn't just use the pagers. They had figured out a way to get into the two-way radios they were using. There were reports of, like, satellite dishes and solar things blowing up over there. I don't know how they pulled this off. It is a mystery. We're waiting to hear from our friend Jim Carafano.
He's on a plane.
He's on a plane?
No, he's in a plane, and he's going to talk to us in a second.
Really?
Yeah.
He's in a plane.
I don't know if he's getting off of a plane or if he is getting onto a plane.
So this guy is a worldwide traveler, and you know, sometimes it's hit or miss when we're calling Jimmy and he's all over the world. Like, maybe we need to start a segment of where in the world is Jim Carafano. He's called us from Croatia.
Now he can't get a signal. So
now wherever he is, he can't get a phone signal.
No.
So we might not have Jim Carafano.
Son of a gun.
Hey, speaking of which, here, this is something else I was going to ask him about anyway. Is Donald Trump on the phone or speaking last night to this Jewish group in, I don't know if it was in D.C. or where he was, Pennsylvania maybe? But he wanted to know what they were thinking about when it came to Jews who don't support him but support Kamala Harris with everything that's on the line. And I've had this conversation with my Jewish friends, and I'm baffled by it as well. And some of them are baffled by it. Listen to what the president said last night. The left is making all kinds of hay out of this, but what he says is spot on.
You have to defeat Kamala Harris. More than any other people on earth, Israel, I believe, has to defeat her. And it hurts me to say it. You're going to still vote for Democrats, and it doesn't make sense. I say all the time that any Jewish person that votes for her, especially now, her or the Democrat Party, should have their head examined. Jewish people that's supposed to love Israel in 2020. So remember, I got 24-25%. Now I did all of these things, and I got 29%. Think of it. So I wasn't treated right. I really haven't been treated right. So if I don't win this election, in my opinion, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with a loss.
Yeah, well, I mean, think what a difference that could make, particularly in these swing states. I mean, to his point, if you're getting 30% of the vote, of the Jewish vote, and I don't even know if it was that high, and you bump that up to 50, which is at least where it should be. There's a disconnect between people who are of the Jewish faith, but have either nobody living in Israel or have never been there and don't hear the daily air raid sirens. And this is the critical issue for the future of Israel right now. They're surrounded by enemies. They're on an island and they're surrounded by terrorists who try to kill them every day. And I if you are somebody who supports Democrat policies, just think back to the last 10 or 12 years with Barack Obama flying in a plane load of cash under the tarmac in Iran, cash that was unmarked and probably went to support the terrorists who bought rockets to bomb Israel with. the billions of dollars unfrozen by this administration, Harris and Biden, that no doubt Iran used that as fungible money to fund terrorist groups. They're one of the biggest supporters of terrorists in the world. What happened? It's not a stretch to say that what happened on October 7th was a direct result of what we've seen here with their support of Iran. That's what enabled the folks in the Palestinians, the terrorists in Palestine, in Gaza, I should say, to carry off what they did on October 7th. All of these things are tied back together. This doesn't exist in a vacuum. So Donald Trump's point is an absolutely valid one. How can you claim to be in support of Israel and vote for Kamala Harris? I don't get it.
47 days from now, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris. You have to defeat Kamala Harris. More than any other people on earth, Israel, I believe, has to defeat her. You know that? And I've never said this before. I'm thinking, Miriam, more than any people on earth, Israel has to defeat her. I really believe that it's a disaster for Israel.
Yeah, what he's saying is the absolute truth. If you've got friends that are Jewish, have that conversation with them. It might be an uncomfortable one. I don't know. But somebody needs to say, how can you vote for the policies of the Democrats and how they negatively impact Israel? All right. We didn't get to Jimbo because he's was getting off a plane and didn't have a connection there. We will get to Edward Long coming up.
Stopped for about 6 hours. The vote was counted at 3:44 a.m. With 2 weeks until Inauguration Day, it was the Trump Justice Department that set the standards for the prosecutions. Decisions were made by career prosecutors who work at justice for years, regardless of who the president might be.
The career prosecutors quickly realized that you needed guidelines in place, determinations about who was going to be charged, who wasn't going to be charged, and what they would be charged with. That process started in January 7th, 2021, during the prior administration. To this day, we continue to use guidelines that the career prosecutors put in place during the prior administration.
Yeah, that's the 60 Minutes hit piece that aired last Sunday evening, the same Sunday that Donald Trump had just experienced his second attempted assassination, the one on the golf course. 60 Minutes had that scheduled. Now, they had plenty of warning because that shooting happened and or that arrest happened of the shooter in the middle of the afternoon. They could have pulled that piece, but they didn't. And 60 Minutes at some point has gone from investigative journalism to manipulative journalism because they manipulate stories to fit their agenda. Their agenda is to convince you that Donald Trump is somehow responsible for what happened on January 6th because they carry water for the Democrats in this country. It's what they do. They all agree with them. They all vote for them, and they all support their ideas and their agenda for this country. So what the point of that entire story was to try to convince you that there's no attempt to persecute, not prosecute, persecute anyone connected with January 6th to a much greater extent than whatever any alleged crime might have needed, required, right? For trespassing or what anybody else might have been charged for. Meanwhile, rioters in 2020 in this country caused billions of dollars worth of damage, fires, holding federal buildings hostage. They did all kinds of stuff. And I don't know that there are a handful of them in jail for that. I know they didn't prosecute the ones in St. Louis that burned things down. So you see the parallel justice system that's going on in this country, and it's sad. It really is sad. Right now we're trying to get a hold of Edward Lang. He is calling us this morning because here's the situation he's in. Jacob has been in jail since shortly after January 6th. About 3.5 years. Remember the Constitution's guarantee to a speedy trial? Mr. Lang has been in jail without a trial for 3.5 years in Washington, D.C. I don't know how that's possible in this day and age. Even if you were suspected of murdering someone and they held you without bail, you have a right to a speedy trial. Now, you may spend the rest of your life in jail, but you have a right to go to trial. And that has not happened in this case. And Carl, I don't know what's going on. I know we have to wait for Edward Lang to call us because he's in jail.
Yes.
Right? He has to get to the phone and, I guess, dial our number from there.
He has it.
Yeah.
And his people are also trying to get a hold of him. So,
well,
I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things where when you listen to it, it's crazier than you can believe. Just to know that anybody, that this could happen to anybody. I mean, if it could happen to him, it could most certainly happen to you or I. Now, I was there on January 6th. I was the only member of the St. Louis media who traveled to D.C. that day. I did reports for this radio station, multiple reports. I did reports for even KMOX that day when I was down there, because I was out on the mall when Ashley Babbitt got shot. Nobody knew what had happened at the time. There were reports of gunfire in the Capitol building. Would point out that she's the only one that got shot that day, a Trump supporter, and got shot for no reason. And there's nobody's ever been held accountable for that at all. I do have this, Carl, this interview with Jacob Lang, just kind of describing what he's been through. Listen to this. It's amazing.
No bail for me. And I'm seen on video saving lives. And on top of that, my most recent court date I just had, they offered me a plea deal of 108 months, 9 years of my life, for saving people's lives and defending the Constitution at the United States Capitol that day.
What happened at Capitol was a misdemeanor. You know, they should be offering you leave now and you'll get a suspended sentence and probation for a year. They're offering you 9 or 10 years in prison? For what?
They just took away that plea deal. They're saying we're posturing to go to trial. I had a plea deal of 9 years, of 108 months. They've since taken that away about 4 days ago. And
This interview is about 6 months old. But the point is, you the feds don't play. And when they decided in Washington, D.C. that they were going to make a political point of these folks who went there on January 6th, I've said it many times. If somebody went there on January 6th with the intent of and then injured a police officer or a Capitol officer defending that Capitol, they deserve to be held accountable for it. I have no problem with that. But if you're one of the hundreds of people who got swept up in the moment that day, the doors were already open, you walked into the building, you looked around and you walked back out, you were there for 30 seconds, do you deserve jail time for that? It's ridiculous, and there's no way to get around the fact that it's vindictive at this point. When Jake Lang has been held, and there's no other way to look at it, as a political prisoner for over 3 years of his life, and this has not gone to trial yet, somebody needs to be held accountable for that. And it goes right back up to the top, to leadership in the DOJ, number one, right? And Washington, D.C., which is an absolute vacuum of liberal policies and prosecutors, and an overwhelming number of people there hate Donald Trump. So when you get a jury, there's no way any jury decision that comes out of any of these trials is fair. They can indict a ham sandwich and they can convict one in Washington, D.C. So it's intentional. It's been intentional for the longest time, and nothing 60 Minutes has said about it on Sunday night changes any of that. That it doesn't change the facts. They're trying to argue these are career prosecutors. Well, you heard. Hopefully you can go back and listen. If you missed it, go back and listen to the reaction to that from Hans von Spakovsky, the chief legal fellow there from Heritage. I had him on Monday morning, and he scoffed at that. He said, I worked in the DOJ. I worked at the Federal Elections Commission. I've been around Washington, D.C. for years as an attorney. Anybody that wants you to believe that lifetime members of the Department of Justice and the prosecuting ranks are not biased. He said they're all left-wing Democrats, and they're more than happy to participate in this. There's no way around it. Go listen to Hans. You can find him on demand there on the podcast. That was on a Monday morning about 6:20. So go and find that, and I would challenge you to listen to Hans' comments on the whole thing. It's pretty eye-opening. I tell you what.
We might have him next break.
Yeah, I don't have anything scheduled in this next break. And normally we would do Kim on a whim there. She's been a slacker and been on vacation this week. So if indeed he calls in.
Doing nothing.
I know, doing nothing. Didn't even leave town. Just abandoned us. I'm just kidding. We're glad she's got the time off. She'll be back Monday. But we will, if Lang calls in here, we'll try to get him on right after the break. Stay tuned. All right, so here we go. I got to play a little bit of this Kamala Harris event last night with Oprah. I can't help but to believe Oprah Winfrey was not sitting there really. She's a professional at masking it, but in the back of her head somewhere, she had to be thinking, what have I done wrong here? How badly have I misjudged exactly how dense the person is sitting across from me? They had people asking her specific questions, and she didn't answer any of it. So let's start with this one, Carl. Here we go.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Now, for all I know, these questions were, you know, sent to them to read. We'd really like to know specifically what you're going to do to reduce the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for your family and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been.
I hope you're getting the same belly laugh out of that than I am. Was that an answer? Like, we need to become unburdened by what has been the last 3.5 years, and maybe you'd be able to afford more things. That's the answer she gave these people. She had an opportunity to knock that out of the park and say, here's what I'm going to do, ABC, that's going to reduce inflation and make it more affordable for you to go do this, that, or the other thing. Missed it completely. Same thing on the border. Goes back to the fact, well, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was a prosecutor. Listen.
When you become president, what would be your specific steps? Yeah, of course. What would be specific steps to strengthening the border?
So it's a...
Again, wait for it. What would be your specific steps to strengthening the border? Be specific, Cammy.
The border.
So it's a wonderful and important question. You know, my background was as a prosecutor, and I was also the elected attorney general for 2 terms of a border state. So this is not a theoretical issue for me. I take very seriously the importance.
Specifically, what would you do, Kamala?
And ensuring the safety of the American people.
But specifically, what would you do, Kamala?
Sadly, where we are now can be traced most recently back to the fact that when the United States Congress, members of the Congress, including some of the most conservative Republicans, came up with a border security bill. And
But specifically, what would you do, Kamala?
Donald Trump called up those folks and said, don't put that bill on the floor for a vote. He blocked the bill, and you know why?
But I'm not talking about Donald Trump, Kamala. What would you do to secure the border?
He'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
And these morons applauded for her.
To answer Justin's question, now that that bill has gone and hasn't passed, will you reintroduce that?
Absolutely. And when I am elected president of the United States, I will make sure that bill gets to my desk and I will sign it into law.
I don't even know what to say that you're not already saying in your own head. Even Oprah felt like she needed to jump back in and say, but to get to Justin's question, she should have said, what will you do? And instead, she soft-pedaled it and said, would you reintroduce that bill? Well, first of all, presidents don't introduce legislation, right? And they have very little impact on what legislation gets to their desk, particularly in a divided Congress. So she got applause from the dumb audience again, who believe that she's going to be able to become president and get that same bill back before her, and she'll sign it. Why wouldn't Oprah have followed up and say, but why didn't you do the executive action that the president did four months ago that's been somewhat effective 3 years ago? Why did you let it go on for so long? But Oprah's not going to ask her that because Oprah wants her to get elected, even though she might have had second thoughts after that disgustingly bad performance that she had last night. This is a place where she should have shined, right? I mean, this was her time to shine, and she couldn't answer the questions. Listen to this one where she lied on Donald Trump's tax plan.
I'm 24 years old. I'm a graduate student living with my parents, and I want to move out next year and potentially buy a home. And I'm concerned about the affordability of one with the extra costs and bills that I'm paying now, along with the bills and costs I will pay in the future, too. And so everything just has a cost, and everything is so expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm worried about my capacity and how I'm able to fully support myself once I do live independently.
You sound like one of my daughter girls from South Africa graduated. She was like, I hate adulting. I hate adulting. This adulting isn't going so well.
So what are you going to do for me, Kamala, is basically what she's asking. What are you going to give me for free? Of course, she brings up her $25,000 for free for new home buyers, which is dumb by any stretch of the imagination. And then she blames Donald Trump and claims he's going to increase taxes and make it more difficult. She would let his tax cuts expire, for God's sake. Use your brain, people, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.